be prepared, get ready. And
the best thing to do is, if you can stay home, is to stay home and stay off the roadways.
They're saying we'll get a little bit of snow and enjoy that.
Stay out of the weather and watch for frostbite. Just be safe.
That's the litany heard from officials at agencies of all stripes and levels of involvement. Escambia County's Emergency Operations Center activated at midnight on Tuesday. Emergency Management Chief John Dice says they're at level 2, with only key agencies on hand for now.
The cold front actually slowed down a little bit, so we really didn't see a crossing of the cold weather until earlier this morning. But we monitored it with just a few people here last night, made sure things didn't go crazy, and had the doors unlocked for everybody else to make it back in here at 7 this morning.
Throughout the year, the Escambia EOC conducts tabletop exercises to cover a number of scenarios, hurricanes and other natural and man-made disasters. Dice says those and the current winter storm development are all part of what he calls consequence management.
Basically dealing with whether it's a hurricane, ice storm, forest fire, whatever, it's still the transportation issues and all that kind of stuff and preparedness and response. But for the most part, it's a little challenging because we're not really equipped to handle these icing and snow conditions that are forecast for our area. So it creates a challenge. People get innovative and use equipment to do what they can do with the supplies they have to make things as safe as possible.
Besides staying off the roads, residents should also prepare at home for what certainly will be another round of below freezing temperatures. That preparation should include the 5 P's.
Pets, pipes, plants, people, and practicing fire safety, of course. You know, making sure all those things are taken care of. Any elderly around you that you might check in on, make sure they're doing okay. And just being neighborly and taking care of each other. And if they're out and about moving around, it's probably best to find a place they can hang out for a day or so and hunker down and wait for this stuff to pass.
Dice says some facilities are on standby to serve as shelters in case of power outages.
Typically, the day-to-day shelters for, like, the homeless population, the Waterfront Rescue Mission, Salvation Army, they are opening and taking people. So there are places for people to go if they need to. If we have any power outages, we'll address those with an appropriate shelter in an area where there is power. So we'll use them as we need them.
We put shelters on standby in Escambia County, Santa Rosa County. Now, those shelters are on standby for more of a mass power outage, or if they slows down the highway and we have stranded motorists.
Jerry Kendall with the American Red Cross Northwest Florida chapter is in touch with county emergency managers. Along with the shelters, disaster response personnel are standing by if needed.
So we've got to stage the equipment for all of that, get it in place so we wouldn't have to move it in the middle of having snow and ice on the ground. We also work with several partner agencies and community partners that would need blankets and cots, so that they could provide for folks who need to get out of the cold on a smaller scale.
Elsewhere, Emerald Coast Utilities Authority offices were open Tuesday conducting normal operations and expect to be open on Wednesday. All sanitation collections are on regular schedules. Gulf Power Company has more than a dozen crews ready to deploy across the Escarosa region. Spokesman Jeff Rogers says the preparation actually began with their year-round vegetation management program.
And that's tree trimming and anything else that could, you know, fall in a line or cause an outage. That's, of course, mostly for rain and storms, but it works good for ice and snow as well. So that's one proactive thing we've been doing.
Many in those crews recently were in Texas assisting with power restoration, and Roger says that helps with being ready for anything here that happens over the next couple of days. Along with that is what's already been built in the largest construction project in Gulf Power's 89-year history.
There's a lot of features now that are smart grid features that automatically reset if there's a fault detected. So we're gearing up. We don't expect widespread outages. We won't expect a lot of problems, but we always like to prepare for the worst.
While line crews are standing by, employees at the Crist, Smith, and Shoals plants are moving into storm schedules. While there could be some ice forming on power lines from the incoming storm, that's not the utility's biggest concern.
Probably the biggest thing is going to be ice on limbs. And that, you know, that's something that hopefully we've mitigated throughout the year with our tree trimming program. That's the biggest thing. There could be ice on the lines, but, you know, not as much concerned about that. I think that takes a while to accumulate and have trouble there.
There are ways, says Gulf Power's Jeff Rogers, that customers can help them if the electricity does go out.
If they do lose power, we ask them to go to the thermostat and turn their heater off. And then when they get power restored, if they wouldn't mind just waiting 5 to 15 minutes before they turn their heater back on, that helps us manage our load and bring all of our customers back on as quickly as possible.
More closings and curtailments are being announced as the storm moves through the Florida Panhandle. Naval Air Station Pensacola limited operations Tuesday and will do it again Wednesday. The same goes for NAS Whiting Field, Eglin Air Force Base, and Hurlburt Field. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.